Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam and welcome to the weekly Tuesday afternoon edition of the Women's Weekly, a program dedicated to women. I'm your host, Sister Mara, and delighted to be in your company up to 3 p.m. Well, our topic of discussion in this afternoon's program is how to be a productive mom. And with my guest online from Newcastle is Umi Ayman, and she is also the author of the book called Stepping into Adulthood, a Muslim girl's guide to puberty. And Umi Ayman is also an alima and also teaches in the madrasa in Newcastle. And let's just quickly give you a quick lineup on what we're going to be discussing. Well, like I said, our topic of discussion is how to be a productive mom. Now, this is also some tips we're going to be sharing with you, how moms can actually work towards more productive ways. We're sharing with you strategies to help to be more efficient and also to be more productive also. And we've got some tips for working moms as well. And in the meantime, let's welcome Umi Ayman to the airways of Radio Islam once again. Assalamu alaikum, Umi Ayman. How are you this afternoon?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, how are you, Sister Amara?
Alhamdulillah, I'm so well. And how is your mommy doing, Umi Ayman?
Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah, she's feeling much better. She's had her up, and we'll make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give her complete shifa, inshaAllah.
Ameen, ameen. Now, Umi Ayman, you also just returned from the Holy Lands, and how was your Umrah trip?
Oh, subhanAllah. I think the feeling is an amazing feeling. There is no better place if you want to learn to be more productive in your ibadah and your spiritual life. I think that's definitely the place to go and get a real boost in iman, inshallah, and in ibadah. Alhamdulillah, it went very well.
Alhamdulillah. Now, in my introduction, I also introduced you as the author of the book called Stepping into Adulthood, a Muslim girl's guide to puberty. If you can just give us a brief review of the book.
Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Obviously, the need for young girls to understand the changes that they're going through physically, emotionally, spiritually, in their lives as soon as they become baligh, is something of concern to the child, to the girl, as well as to her family. So, alhamdulillah, what we did is we put together the book and divided them into different areas, like we said, the emotional side, the physical side, the spiritual side, and of course, you add on the personal development side, like, you know, how to deal with your time during the time of haid. We've also added in things like where you can track your haid, you know, how you can track your moods, how to, you know, develop yourself as you look at the changes in your personality, how to set up an ibadah timetable. Even though you have your haid, there's a few questions, there's lots of practical work for the girls to do. It can be taught at the madrasa, inshallah. Alimas can use them in the class while the young girls are perhaps having their haid, because we wanted them still to come to the madrasa and not miss out on being in class itself, even though they're not reading Quran. Mm-hmm. So alhamdulillah, it covers all aspects of a girl's life. It's not only from the Islamic side only. There's also all the other parts about, you know, how to deal with the hygiene, with the du'as. We even put in du'as for the azkar for the morning, during Ramadan, you know, for the night of Laylatul Qadr, which they offer as well. There are du'as for that as well. And, of course, there's questions and answers, simplified ones at the end, and all your general masail that girls should generally know, inshallah.
Well, a great book to get hold of for your daughters. Even mums, teachers can get hold of the book. And we can contact Umi Ayman. And Umi Ayman's number is at the reception at Radio Islam. Or you can even just WhatsApp me and I'll give you her number as well. Well, Umi Ayman, back to our topic of discussion in today's program, how to be a productive mum. Now, it's been about 3 weeks now that children are back at school and mums are a bit more settled at home, trying to get back to routine. Now, how can mums work towards more productive ways that would perhaps include housework, cooking, ibadah, dropping and picking children up from school? Let's begin with housework.
We're going to start with housework. Okay. alhamdulillah, I think one of the first strategies things that we're going to start with is we need to simplify our lives. Mm. Okay? We have to understand that we alone, we design our lives. We can either make it complicated or it can actually be very easy. It requires some kind of effort on our part, and of course, it requires action to simplify. It's not as easy as I'm saying it, but it's a wonderful idea to actually start the year off with decluttering, okay? And what I mean by that is anything around the home that you've been feeling after the holidays, I need to make it easier for myself. It makes me feel happier. It makes me feel more comfortable. These are the kinds of things that will make, if I take this out of my life, I'll feel more inspired, more creative. If a house will be cleaner, I have less around me. So I'm going to say that one of the first things we're going to work with is we're going to simplify our lives. So every person looks at their home and they decide, okay, there's too much junk in this corner, those cupboards need cleaning. So we do that, but since it's the beginning of the year, that will be the first thing, okay? So with simplification and decluttering, then I wanted to say that very importantly, after a holiday, what normally happens is we get a bit weaker in our spiritual side and imani side. We're not reading Salah fully. We're always traveling, you know. So we get a little bit weaker in our ibadah. So I'm going to start with that, even with making your home and your house look easier for you, we need to be able to strengthen our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing to do in a mu'mina's life is she must understand her purpose in life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that clearly in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created man and jinn except to worship Him. So our life purpose is about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we put that purpose in front of us, then inshallah, everything else will fall into place and become easier. One. Two is that we need to understand that our career in life is to be obedient servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That must be also foremost in our lives, okay? And then everything around housework and everything else falls around salah. Okay? Salah. Everything else, salah comes first and everything else gets set up on a calendar after that. Okay, after I make the word salah, I will be doing this. Mm-hmm. Okay, it starts from Fajr time, alhamdulillah. So the housework and the ibadah time is, how can I say, almost in sync. Okay, we plan around salah time. So let's take the housework for instance. I get up in the morning and I know I have a schedule. Okay, so it's always nice to have a schedule set up beforehand. Okay, we have a plan for the day. This is what I'm going to be doing. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to simplify my meals. I'm going to simple things like, oh, okay, my pots are all over the place and I have to keep digging into my cupboards to get them out. Get ourselves a pot stand, pack them on nicely, and it's easy for me to access, for instance. Okay? Mm-hmm. How do I simplify my meals? I have a menu that I've set up on my fridge, and on a weekly basis I look to it, and alhamdulillah, okay, this week I need to be making that, so I give myself three or four options, so I'm okay. A lot of moms that I know, also they homeschool as well. Okay?
Yes.
So it becomes so much easier at the beginning of the year when a homeschool mommy, alhamdulillah, has a full knowledge of what she's going to be doing for the week, especially with housework and as well as cooking. And then we look at things like, how do the children who are being homeschooled also fit in to assist in the family life and in the housework itself?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at things like, once we've understand our purpose, alhamdulillah, that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, our career is to be obedient servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our lives revolve around salah, and then in between that, we will fill in or do the things that make the day-to-day minutes much easier for ourselves. That's the simplification, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Alhamdulillah. And, you know, it's so easy, you know, if you just do like a menu planner for your cooking and you work everything, you know, around your salah, your daily salah, you work around that time. Okay, I need to be finished to do that thing before Zohar. And then between Zohar and Asr, okay, the children will be picked up from school. They'll get seen to their lunch and then homework will be done in that time. Or maybe after Maghrib, homework will be done in that time. Then I need to do this chore and that chore. So in between, I'll do that.
Yes.
You know, so it's good to actually do a schedule, like a planner, like, and then set into a routine as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know, it makes it much easier when you have a routine in front of you. But look, the folly of a routine could also be the fact that, I see the same thing every day, and you know, I start feeling a bit overwhelmed by the routine that I need to get this and that done.
Okay?
So we have a thing called priorities, first things first. Do the most important things for the day first, the most difficult things of the day first, and then ease out, because we get up in the morning, mashallah, we've done salah, fajr salah, alhamdulillah, we're energized, you know, we're feeling, we can feel the spirit of iman, alhamdulillah, so we, you know, we've got the energy to be able to fulfill the deeds for the day, alhamdulillah. So we do the difficult things first, and of course, we prioritize. First things first.
And also, I think, Umi, I think, you know, women are basically excellent in multitasking.
I was thinking that I was going to talk about that a bit later, about getting to a point of when we were going to, subtle ways in which mommies should actually, be great moms. Single task.
Okay. Okay. We'll come back to that,
okay.
Yes?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Now, what type of strategies can help moms have more efficient and productive ways?
Okay, first we have to make decisions that are not hard for us to maintain. That's very important. You know, let me give you an example, for instance. Sometimes you make a decision to do a certain thing. I'll give you this acronym. It's called WOOP. Okay? W-O-O-P. Wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan. I'm going to give you this example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes we wish, I'm going to take it from the ibadah part, not the housework part, okay? Sometimes we wish to learn Quran with tajweed. Alhamdulillah, lots of mommies have this desire in their hearts to want to learn Quran and learn to read and recite with tajweed. That's the wish, okay? Now, what's the outcome of that? Subhanallah, there's such great outcomes from it, okay? We get to read better, alhamdulillah. We get to enjoy our recitation, alhamdulillah. We have the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. Allah is pleased with us, alhamdulillah. You know, we have a greater connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's sakinah in our lives. So we know the outcome is really, really great, subhanallah, okay? But then there's a thing called obstacles. The second O, right? The second O. Now, what eventually happens is we have to go through, we have to think of the obstacles that can come into our path. For instance, there's going to be days when I'm going to be tired and I can't go to a madrasa. There's going to be days when I'm going to miss it out completely. I'm not going to read at home either. Oh, I'm going to be unmotivated. Oh, I'm so lazy. I've got visitors. I have people coming to visit or things like that, okay? So we start procrastinating. And we become anxious about starting. Now, you know, if I start, I won't be able to go. You know, I've got a holiday in between. My in-laws are coming. My Ramadan is in between. We have all these things. Oh, I'm going for Umrah. So what we start doing is we start procrastinating about starting to do a good deed. All right. So now we come to the last piece, which is to plan. And the plan is about what we normally do is we plan, but I want us to look at planning for the obstacle. What are those things that are going to stop us from continuing doing the great things that are going to make us productive mommies? Okay, look at the obstacles. We don't train ourselves. For instance, this is the same. If I feel tired, then I should learn fewer lines. If I'm feeling demotivated, I should go to madrasa maybe 3 times a week instead of 5 times a week. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So. Plan for the obstacle. How? Think about it ahead of time and think, okay, that for me is a great strategy. If you're going to want to be productive, then what you need to do is you need to make decisions based on WOOP, wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan for the obstacle itself, okay, so that I can actually maintain my productivity level, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, okay. Yes.
The second one after that was, a lot of the times, things around us, I'm taking very simplified things, I think that mommies will experience, anger, anxiety, a lot of pressure all around us, okay? And in the mommy's life, we tend to get angry because things are not getting done on time, okay? So one of the strategies I would say there is try to actually detach and attach less emotional intensity to something like, a scissor fell on the floor and you keep dropping your tea and you leave your towel all around all the time, okay? I think especially with the housework for the mommies and things like that, is let's train our children, let's speak all the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
much as possible in the most neutral tone as we can, because eventually children do get into the routine, alhamdulillah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, Umm, still on the line, we're going to go for a short break now, time for our 8 break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about how to be a productive mom. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Yes, we listen to the Women's Weekly program, and our topic of discussion today is how to be a productive mom with my guest online from Newcastle, Umm Ayman. And the question we're asking you today is, as a mom of school going to learn, how do you stay productive? So that's our topic, that's our question for today is, as a mom of school going children, how do you stay productive? You can share that with us on 011-854-1548. That's on air number to dial, to come live on air, and you can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648 or tweet at Amara Radio Islam. Umm Ayman, welcome back.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Yes, so obviously a great mom loves her children, takes care of her basic needs, physical and emotional, spends quality time, but what are the subtle, less obvious ways to become a great mom?
SubhanAllah. You know, that needs a lot of thought, okay? I think we're so busy working every day and trying to be great moms anyway that, you know, sometimes, I don't know, I guarantee you other moms feel like that. At the end of the day, you put your head down on the pillow and you think, oh, ya Allah, what did I do today? Was I good? Was I productive? Did I fulfill everyone's amana for the day? So you do have that, you know, that feeling of inadequacy from time to time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you need to have that consolation that, no, alhamdulillah, you're doing well. MashaAllah, there are going to be times when it's not going to be as easy as it seems, all right? And alhamdulillah, it's a lifetime commitment. And we need to be able to do other things that can lift us out of feelings of anxiety. Okay? There were a few things that I thought that would make, inshallah, make a difference. And I tried them in my own life. So alhamdulillah, I felt like it worked for me. Okay? One of the first questions that I thought needed to be asked subtly is, will this thing matter in a year's time from now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, will it really make a difference in my life? Would it really, if I had it like this, is it, you know, how much is it going to change or harm or build anything else if I look at the simple thing that's happening in life as a mother, right? It could be a simple thing like my daughter or my son always leaves their teaspoon out after they, stir their tea, or they stir their tea in such a noisy way, for instance, okay? And then because they're doing that, we get really, really agitated by it because it's making such a noise. Ask yourself, is it really going to matter in a year's time from now? Because children mature, and alhamdulillah, they will realize it for themselves, for instance. That's a very simple, basic example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, secondly, is I think we have to read the signs of tiredness in a mother's life. She's just starting out now, so alhamdulillah, she's energized. Or she's tired because she's just come back from a holiday, all right? And she needs to get everybody organized and ready and off to school. So try and read the signs of tiredness. And if you do, then I can tell you now that we'll be greater moms if we take the time out and then go back into interaction and communicating with our children, as opposed to being a really tired, groggy, anxiety-ridden mom and then interacting with our children. We don't get the same results at the end, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure mommies that are listening can understand what I'm saying there, all right? The other thing was, we have a great network of help. It's always, you know, we can ask our mommies, our aunts, our friends. We've got wonderful sisters in Islam that are willing to help us in certain areas. Now, this makes a big difference in our lives. You know, we can ask them to assist us. We can even ask for good advice, inshallah. And they can be motivating us enough to do better in what we're doing with our children and how we're interacting with them, inshallah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got two things that will work together, which we spoke about earlier. Streamline your life. When there's too many things happening, you're all over the place, you're stretching yourself out too far out, okay? That can really have an effect on your relationship with your children. Why? Because we don't have the time to sit down with them and listen. I'm going to say the point there to become a great mom is listen. Kids love us to listen. They love just to hear the story of what happened at school today, what happened at madrasa, what did Abba say today, look at a piece of art and not say, oh, what is that? I can't tell what it is. You know, look at the positive thing in it and say, that's lovely. I love the color. I love the shape. Mm-hmm. You know, just listen to what they have to say. And sometimes you don't need to advise. Okay? And live, you know, this is a modern day dilemma. I think being a great mom, one of the things would be to live frugally. Want less in your life, because when you want a lot of stuff, okay, what starts happening is it's occupying a lot of space in your head and in your heart, okay? And we're always searching and running after the next best thing and the best newest thing. So being a great mom, I would say if we spend less, we buy less, we want less, we streamline our lives, declutter it, and make it really, really how Islam wants it, a simple life, alhamdulillah, closer to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Inshallah. You know, that, those three things are very important for me. And lastly, to single task.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, I think mommies with their children are, I can guarantee you, Sister Amara, if I give you this example, you can relate it. I'm at the stove. It's almost supper time. My food needs to get done. I still have time. Everyone's coming home for supper, mm-hmm. and it's not ready. And little Muhammad comes in and says, Mommy, you know what happened today at school? Gee, boy, you tell me later. I'm busy right now.
Right.
Yeah, I can't do this right now, okay? Mm-hmm. So when he comes back and he's nagging, actually not nagging, all he really wants is for you to listen to his excitement, share his enthusiasm, and once he's satisfied with it, he'll move on, okay? So I ask the question, how long does it actually take us to listen to Muhammad's story? Switch the stove off, or ask your elder kid or somebody who can actually assist you, just watch over the stove, gee, Muhammad. Tell me the story. Let me hear what happened at school or madrasa today. Mm-hmm. And share it. Share the joy. Okay? Share the joy, single task it. I think we have this opinion that, you know, when we multitask, we're such great. You know, we're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But the folly of that is we burn out.
Absolutely,
okay?
Yes.
Yeah, we absolutely burn out. And burnout is physically, emotionally, spiritually, because we don't have time to take care of ourselves. How many mommies say, oh, you know, I didn't even have time to put cream on my face today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my hair is still in a knot. I didn't brush it this morning. Okay?
So true.
Yeah, because I'm so busy looking at the next task that I have to do. I've got all these tasks in my head, and I'm trying to do them all, okay? So I'm stirring the pot. I'm answering the phone. I'm, gee, Muhammad, what is that? Mommies can relate to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm doing all of that in one go, and I think I'm doing well. But when those 15 or 20 minutes of multitasking is done, I can guarantee you the energy level is lower, the emotional level is frazzled. You know, spiritually you're rushing to go to salah. And how many times have you heard this? I'm just going to quickly go and make my salah. No, that's not how salah should be made.
Yes, so true.
Yeah, I can, you know, quickly make my supper, but I need to give the haq to my ibadah.
Mm-hmm.
My ibadah needs the haq, and that's what I need to be doing. So that's why we started off with that mommy's time in which to be productive should be centered around salah time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then again, you find some mommies, okay, I'm not saying all,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying some mommies,
mm-hmm.
who want everything to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
The tablecloth has to be on that corner,
mm-hmm.
the glass has to be standing on that, the teaspoon has to be put in a certain way.
Okay.
How do you work towards that, or would you just say, do everything? Nobody's perfect, but there are just certain people who want everything in perfection.
Look, there's two ways to look at Sister Amara. I'm going to say people have certain characteristics that they've developed over the years, okay? We're going to say that sometimes it's very difficult for people to change those. It could be your environment, it could be the way you were brought up, maybe your mommy was very particular, so you developed that personality trait as well, okay? It could be the fact that you have a husband who's very particular, so you're particular about that, to keep the home like that, right? So that aside, I think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from my understanding, is mankind was not created perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfection is for our Rabb. You know, everything in perfection is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's created the earth, He's created everything, and He's perfect, alhamdulillah, okay? I think that we have many, many weaknesses. We can strive to do really well, but we cannot attain perfection, okay? We, of course, live to debate. I'm sure other people will disagree, but I'll come back to, I'm going to look at the other side again. In the strive for what we call, I'm going to say near perfection, you know, in zero defects, okay, we're going to say that, again, there's going to be burnout. And on which side? There's going to be burnout on your side emotionally. There's going to be burnout with your family members because kids cannot keep up to the level that we want them to. For instance, I've got a toddler. Can a toddler will definitely move an ornament out of the space that you put it in. Okay, how many times a day are we going to go and put it back? We have to relate to kids like they are kids, not like adults.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in our strive to be perfect, well, it's a wonderful quality in wanting, you know, things in its place and neat and tidy and, you know, everything should look good. Okay, because Allah loves beauty, alhamdulillah. But it cannot come at the price or the cost of your sanity and the people around you, okay? Because kids are definitely not going to understand the idea of perfection. They're still developing. They're still trying to, you know, I mean, they're still trying to come to terms with what's happening around them in, on the playground and in the classroom and, you know, bullying and, you know, all those types of things. They're still coming to terms with all of that. So coming home and then having to, you know, look, Sister Mara, the other thing, I'm just going to digress quickly, is mommy puts kids on in a real frenzy about perfection at school.
Mm-hmm.
They must get A's and sevens and, you know, those kinds of things.
Yes.
From a coaching perspective, I see many kids like that, and it really has an effect on the kid.
Definitely. I've seen it as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can't keep up. In the subhanAllah, they try really hard, you know, and are we acknowledging that? Okay. So this perfection, this strive for zero defect in our lives, we have to, I think, face reality because there are going to definitely be obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
And if the obstacles are going to affect us emotionally and spiritually, then I think we need to rethink it, you know. Maybe, I'm not saying lower your expectations, but I'm going to go back to what I said earlier and try to make decisions that are easier for us to maintain, simplify our lives, streamline our lives, that make it comfortable, easy, and happy for everyone around us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now again, how do mums again stay energized through the day? And I know, you know, mums get tired, yes?
Gee.
You know, it's like, you know, since kids are back at school, okay, they're more into a routine now. So, you know, you're trying to do everything before the kids come from school.
Gee.
You know, but at the end of the day, you do get tired. So then how do mums stay energized through the day?
Okay, look, subhanAllah, we are a very fortunate ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And throughout the day, we have this great boost. You know, we have this great boost. So we have salah, which we start off with in the morning. And throughout the day, we have salah, we have Quran, we have zikr. So I'm going to say, ma, sorry about that, that one of the primary things in a mu'mina's life is her connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when the heart is connected to Allah, the heart is calm, the heart feels energized, the heart is nur in it, subhanAllah. You know, so you start with your salah in the morning, you read Quran. In the day, I would advise mommies to break in the day and do salah to duha, alhamdulillah, your husband's, you know, 11 o'clock time. You know, take yourself away from all the, you know, multitasking that we're busy doing right now, okay? Take some time out. Make a little bit of zikr. Make some nasir salah. Okay? Make some dua, alhamdulillah. Read 2 pages of Quran even in the middle of the day, inshallah. You see, that break away from dunya re-energizes the soul, subhanAllah. You know, you feel like I can go back now. I've spoken to Allah. I've got this, you know, I have positive thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm making dua in the middle of the day asking for tawfiq to be able to do the rest of the tasks that I need to do for the, you know, throughout the day, inshallah. So that for me is a very, very important thing because, you see, worrying and acquiring stuff and all of that is a preoccupation in our lives, you know. I need to do what I need to do. So this is definitely energizing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basis. Secondly, would be as far as possible, surround ourselves with a positive attitude, you know, that I'm able to do this, and you know, that's why we look at things like, how can I, you know, I have friends who can assist me. How can I, we can do the whoop again, you know, where we, if there's obstacles coming along, how can I deal with this? It's easier said than done, I know I'm sounding like, Eamon, that sounds very easy, not all of us can do that. But the marvelous thing about this is we can train ourselves to actually keep a positive attitude, and that is linked with turning throughout the day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking, begging for His help and guidance and clarity in all the matters in our lives, inshallah. Okay?
Inshallah.
So I would say those two go together. And the last one on that would be vitamins. You know, it's good to have a healthy, eating lifestyle, alhamdulillah. You can go to your vitamins, you can do your herbal teas, you can do your fruit. You know, try and energize yourself with something that is healthy, physically healthy, inshallah. And I think those three things should definitely keep working mummies as well as mummies, stay-at-home mummies energized, inshallah.
Absolutely, yes. And then again, also, Umi Eamon, I know it's important for moms to take time out for herself. Share some tips.
Okay, this is a million women out there in the world, subhanAllah. So I think every woman's going to have their own something that they really love. So I'm going to go with first. The first thing we have to do is we have to learn to let go of the things, okay, that we're holding on to, and we need to learn to move on. Okay, that's very important for me. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Your time out, when you take the time out and you're sitting down, it shouldn't be the space in your mind is occupied only by the things that you're burdened with. That's the first thing, okay? You got to let it go. If this is my time out, I'm not going to be thinking of everybody else and all the problems in the world. I'm going to be thinking about how I can, as a person, inshallah, be calm, be happy, be at peace, have qana'ah in my life, inshallah, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to spend time on your own, okay? Spend your time alone where you can say, okay, I'm making salah now, please, now is not the time to disturb me. Or I am doing something that I love. Do the things that you love to do. A lot of the times, the ladies that I see, I love to say to them, what is it that you've always wanted to do that would make you happy? And they come up with things like, I've always wanted to be creative. And women love that. Whether it's from sewing to needlepoint to painting, mosaic, beading, silk. It's actually wonderful in your free time, your time out, you know, to do things that you love, to be creative, okay? Try and limit the media consumption. You know, we're engulfed by this. I have an iPad, and I have a phone, and I have my internet online. I go to my computer or whatever it is, okay? Try and limit the media consumption, because there's two things about the media. One is there's a lot of negativity out in the world, okay, and that can affect you. And two is, I'm talking about from a Western perspective, and two is there's a lot of advertising. So you spend your time going through all the sites and all of it, and it comes back to what we were speaking about earlier. I'm going to want more. I'm not happy with what I have. I need a newer model. Now, please understand this from the perspective that I'm speaking. What I'm speaking about is that within your mind itself, you are discontent. You're waiting to think of, how can I get the next thing? So the peace of mind that we're actually looking for, Sister Mara, is being lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so media consumption can actually do that. We're spending too much of time. Look, we're all on groups, for instance, okay? And there's adverts on all of it. Alhamdulillah, women are making a living, alhamdulillah, halal risk, alhamdulillah. But if it's not necessary for you to spend so much time there, that's good. So unsubscribe from all the junk mail. Unsubscribe yourself from the groups that are totally unnecessary for you, for instance, okay? These are, if you're wondering why, I would say that, look, it's very time consuming. Also, if it doesn't have the desired effect of how is this going to enable me, how is this going to empower me, how is this going to bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I would say, you know, if it's too much of dunya, cut it out a little bit. Okay, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to be able to say take it out completely, but alhamdulillah, if you can, cut it out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's wonderful for women to have an exercise routine at home if they like. Okay, it's important to be healthy. Again, I'm going to say from the home. If you're at home, spend some time, taking a walk in your yard. Breathing is a wonderful thing. God's side, admire the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you. It may not be the things I think people are expecting for a time out, but most times you need peace and quiet. And if you ever, Sister Amara, I'm going to give you this challenge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go spend some time today, okay, and sit in your room, close the door, and then message me later, okay? Tell me what thoughts you had in your mind. Because everything that you've been thinking throughout the day in the quietness will come flooding back to you, okay? And you get anxiety. I can't sit here doing nothing. I have to go out and finish this. I have to finish that.
Yes.
Can you just experience that? So the challenge is, take the time out, train yourself. During that time, look at the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you. Make dhikr. Do some wonderful istighfar. Do some durood, inshaAllah. Just be calm. Even if you just sit on the musalla, okay, and make dhikr and think quietly, in a low speed, slowly, because we're all speeding, really. I don't know where it is exactly that we're speeding after, but we're all speeding.
Yes.
And our mind is racing on the autobahn. That's it. So
mm-hmm.
That's my challenge. If the mommies can sit back and tell me that they can find that time alone just to sit and be calm and quiet, alhamdulillah, then I can say you've had your time out, subhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah, very, very good. Excellent. We're going to try it again. We're going to go for our next break of the hour. When we come back, we're going to be talking about working mums. Stay tuned. How to be a productive mom is what we're discussing, and my guest online from Newcastle is Ummi Ayman. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back, Ummi Ayman.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, to the final segment of the program, Ummi Ayman, the position of a working mom is not easy at all. How can working mums work towards productive days?
SubhanAllah. I'm going to repeat what Sister Amara said now. It's a very difficult, challenging part of our lives. I'm a working mom, I can say as well. So I can identify with the challenges that one will go through every single day in your life. We've got to actually juggle between home. Luckily for me, alhamdulillah, I am at home, so we work from home. But irrespective, if you've got your family, your husband, you've got children, you've got in-laws, you've got your own family themselves, and of course the work that you have, and also you have your spiritual side. So a mu'mina has got all these different aspects of her life, and she's got to work as well, okay? So being able to be productive and juggle all of this and make it work so that she, when she looks at it, it looks, you know, everyone's heart is being fulfilled, and that, you know, for the day she's done what is necessary, needs planning, okay? So she sits back at the beginning of the year, inshallah, like I would, and I have a diary where I would sit down and plan. So I plan on a weekly basis. What needs to be done on a weekly basis? So that will be from the family side, from the children's side, from the work side. Okay? So we have a plan. It's not very easy, but we need to juggle the time and need to fit in whatever we need to. So for instance, on the house side, we know that a working mom generally, she will have maybe perhaps the cooking. So mommies will generally say, okay, I am going to cook on a Sunday. I know mommies will cook on a Sunday for the week. They start preparing Saturdays and Sundays to prepare their meals for the week, alhamdulillah. Other mommies come home from work, very tired, it's difficult, but they come home, alhamdulillah, and they prepare their meals at that time. So perhaps suppers are a little bit later than every other household, for instance, all right? So that's on that side. Alhamdulillah, some mommies are fortunate. They have lady domestic workers that assist them to keep their homes functioning at a good, at a good level, alhamdulillah. And then there's other mommies who don't have it. And they have to still come back home. I know quite a few mommies who work. They can't really afford to have a domestic worker at home. So she's got to come back home, and she's got to still keep her home at a very good functioning level as well, doing the housework itself. All right. So I'm going to say it's not a very easy thing. We're not going to look at working mommies and say, they're not doing it, you know, they should be doing. I'm going to say that, alhamdulillah, it's a challenge, but alhamdulillah, it can be manageable, okay? So we're going to start with what? First, we said that there should be a plan. If you're going to do this, you're going to do a weekly plan. I do that weekly, by about a Friday or a Saturday. I take my diary out, I sit down. Okay, what do we have for the rest of the week, alhamdulillah? I have a menu that I've got in my fridge, for instance, and I know I choose from that what it is that needs to be cooked or sorted out, or even for the grocery system, Mara. You know, I need to go out on the weekend and I need to do the shopping. What will I need for the rest of the week? So that also needs to be part of the plan itself. Okay? Going right back to the beginning, I would say the most important thing is we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to fulfill all our obligations, inshallah. That's the first thing. You know, I feel it's really necessary for us in every aspect of our lives, we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for the energy levels to be able to do this, for the barakah in our homes, inshallah, for good health to be able to do this, to fulfill His rights as well, alhamdulillah, okay? Mm-hmm. So that would be the first thing, because being a working mom has got, you know, I call it, you know, you're like schizophrenic, you're divided into a whole lot of different personalities, you know, you got to be mommy, you got to be the worker, you got to be, you know, all of that, so you sort of split, so inshallah, we always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq to be able to fulfill it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So then, after that, one of the things that actually helps quite a bit at the beginning of the year, I would say, is that, again, we come back to clutter. Clutter is what we call a joy killer. If there's things all over the place, it makes the place a little more susceptible to irritation and, you know, anxiety. So start decluttering before you go back to work after the holiday, for instance, okay? Take away all the things that you know that's going to make you less irritable and less happy and, you know, things like that, less distracted. Like you walk in every day after work and you say, I've got to sort out that cabinet. I must sort out that cupboard. I must remember to do that, okay? So perhaps in the holiday, if you've got a bit of time, let's start sorting all of that out. If you're on the weekend, you've got a bit of time, let's sort that out first. I'm sure you're noticing I keep coming back to decluttering and simplifying. If we declutter and we simplify, it makes life much more easier. There's less things for me to actually be focused on. I can now focus on the things that are really important, like making the home function on a weekly basis, as opposed to saying, I must remember to do that. I have to remember to still complete that. And that was something from last year, for instance. Okay? So let's try and keep up to finish or complete the tasks, inshallah, before we go into going back to work after a holiday, for instance. Okay? And the other thing is, when we are in a decluttered environment as working mothers, what happens is we're able to process information in our minds much better. Why? Because it's uncluttered even in our minds. I'm sure you have this. When you get up in the morning, you're thinking, or when you go to bed, you're going, Mohammed has to finish his homework. Aisha has to go to the dentist. Fatima needs buy this for her. So we've got lists already in our mind.
Yes.
Okay. So we try, and if the area around us is adding to that pain, then you know that's more space in our minds just taken up unnecessarily. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then what we want to do is we want to be consistent and have ease in our lives. So consistent in doing, you know, the things that are good for us, the things that will assist me. For instance, the spiritual side of a mu'mina, a working mother, should never ever take second place. It must always be first priority.
Mm-hmm.
I come home from work, children, assalamu alaikum, I need to make my salah first. Mm-hmm. Then we can move on from there, inshallah. Prioritize, okay? So salah, Quran, zikr, dua, all of that takes priority in our lives, even though we are working. Okay? That's very important. I feel that once we start a day like that, we spend, you know, the entire day immersed in ibadah, subhanAllah, everything becomes so much easier, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the program. Our time is always not on our side.
Sorry.
And I really enjoyed the interview with you. You know, I've learned so much as well. And I'm sure most of the mummies out there have learned so much. You've actually, you know, provided us such a wealth of information, inspiring, motivational, informative as well. I say jazakallah to you.
Afwan, jazakallah. Please remember my mommy near du'as, inshallah. Allah give a complete shifa.
Ameen,
Everything works out well. Jazakallah so much.
Jazakallah to you, Ummi Ayman. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, my guest from Newcastle, Umi Ayman, and our topic of discussion was how to be a productive mom. Well, this was actually my last Women's Weekly program that I actually hosted, and inshallah, from next week Tuesday, Sister Fatima Walji will be taking over the Women's Weekly program, and I will still be doing the Household Express program every Thursday morning. And this Thursday morning, we're talking about healthy lunches, and my guest will be Sister Zaida Muhammad, and also how important breakfast is for your children and how healthy breakfast is for your children as well. So you can look forward to a lovely program with me on Thursday morning with the Household Express. So from me, Amara, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.